B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, when we began opening this vault nearly 2 hours ago, we had no real idea what we'd find inside. As it turns out, we haven't found very much.
All right, big shout out to, I hopefully can call him Ray at this point, because Ray did all the highlights yesterday, and he went above and beyond. Look at all these highlights. He didn't just do like the touchdown.
Let me hear it first.
I'm just saying, he did a good job.
I'm sticking
up for my boy.
Let me see.
All right, well, we'll start in the second quarter where things were looking good.
Bro, you went right away. You know, I want to hear the highlights.
All right, we'll start when the things really started turning. Eagles down 14-0, and then Trevor Lawrence rolling to his right and fumbles the ball on his own. Go ahead, Ray.
Lawrence feeling a push. Football is loose. Who's got it? And it's Eagles football.
So, how do you feel about Spiro, by the way? I think he's very professional.
Yeah, he's...
I think he's very, like, Syracuse.
Yeah, he's...
They all kind of sound the same.
They do. He reminds me of...
Eagle.
Ine.
Yeah, they all kind of sound the same.
Yeah, he's a pro. CBS. Yeah. That's CBS.
Right.
New York, you know, heavy New York. That's fine. I thought it was a good broadcast.
I liked it.
Professional.
But they sound all the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
All right, Eagles go downfield. And here's a dude. By the way, Jalen Hurts is just a gamer. He does it again. The guy just, any way to get in the end zone.
All the time.
Monster hit, but here's the touchdown by Hurts.
Smith in motion. Hurts on fourth and goal. He's going to run for it. Hurts! Football is loose. What's the call here? Now they say touchdown.
Yeah, clearly he was in, and then the ball came loose when he hit the ground. But yeah, it was a big hit. That's the only thing that I do get nervous about is taking shots.
Yeah, he's been taking a lot of them.
Because he is integral to this season, as we know. So, you know, I mean, he had 18 carries.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and we're going to see more. The last couple of weeks, they didn't run him as much, but because of the rain, maybe that's had a big part.
Oh, yeah, it was. And again, he's going to tuck it.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to tuck it. That's going to add to the total. And, you know, the good thing is he knows how to protect himself, but you do want to limit shots. That's all.
Okay. All right, so then they're down 14-7, and now all of a sudden the offense is moving pretty damn good. Here's a screen pass. You know, Nick Sirianni and the limited times they could pass yesterday, I really liked the stuff that they designed. Here's one of the screen passes to Goddard.
Hurts again, feeling the pressure. Dumps it off. This is Goddard. Goddard inside the 20. Finally forced out of bounds, just shy of the 10. Forced out by Jenkins. Big pass play. Goddard, a pickup of 26.
Yeah, now that was a great play call.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Jalen executed that thing beautifully.
Yes, he did.
He executed like that. That's textbook. That's the beauty of having the coach's son, right? That's a way to execute a tight end screen.
Yeah, it was perfectly run.
You draw the defenders, you allow the pressure through, you deliver on time. It was a perfect play by Jalen.
Now, my bad. I missed one before, and I want to hear it. The Hurts and A.J. Brown connection is just ridiculous. 95 more yards for A.J. Brown yesterday. Here is that 18-yard reception that happened to play before.
Going right around the 45-yard line. Hurts high pass, hits the seam, it's caught. Big play, big reception by A.J. Brown. That's his second catch. It's a pickup of 18 in the first down.
That play's always going to be there.
Yeah, because he's always open.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They got him and Devontae Smith. They're always open. All right, so after the Goddard touchdown, you had the Goddard screen. Miles Sanders ties it at 14.
Hurts from the shotgun on second and six. Sanders in, touchdown. Philadelphia Eagles back from 14 down with a chance to tie this game.
Now I got to give you your props, man. You were saying from the beginning that Sanders is going to have a big year this year.
Smelled it.
Yeah.
Here's why. A, you know he's got ability. B, he's got contract.
Contract here.
But even more important, their line and those weapons that create spacing, and what are you going to get? You're not going to get a crowded box.
Yep.
You're going to have running lanes.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He was great, man. 134 yards.
Yeah.
I remember, it had been over a
27
year.
27 carries.
Yeah. He's becoming a workhorse
guy. That's important because, you know, weather, anytime the weather deteriorates, and we're going to go into November, December, and January, yeah, you need running games.
Yeah, you do. You do. And that was one of our questions coming into the season. Now, you thought highly of him coming into this year, but that was one of my questions. Is there going to be a legit running game other than Jalen Hurts? And you've seen it, man. He's been fantastic this year. And then the Eagles drive right back down the field the next drive, and it was Kenny Gainwell getting some fun. He scored a touchdown himself.
Second and goal. Gainwell waltzes in for the touchdown. And the Eagles take their first lead.
That was a nice play call right there. Yeah,
he pushed all the right buttons.
Oh, my God. That was just, look at that. We're wide open, gaping lane.
By the way, speaking of Steichen, I forgot to bring this up to you last week. Sports Illustrated did something where they spoke to a bunch of people around the league.
The next hot.
Steichen is now number one.
Yeah.
After a couple of weeks of good play calling, he's jumped, you know, a lot of these OCs.
Guess what? They may lose both of them next
year. They could.
Yeah.
They could. All right, now it's time to have some fun with the defense before we get back to the offense.
Give me some Reddick.
We'll start with T.J. Edwards.
All right.
We talked about earlier today, T.J. Edwards with a sack.
Jacksonville begins inside their own 20. Lawrence, little fake, and he is buried. T.J. Edwards, one of the linchpins of this Eagles defense.
And then he started, look, they were getting to him hot and heavy. So now he starts making some mistakes. And this interception, it was a great play by James Bradbury, the interception near the goal line, but it was a bad throw because, once again, they got to him. They were making him uncomfortable.
Harass.
And that's what you've seen the last couple of weeks now out of these opposing quarterbacks.
Listen, you know, Lawrence, you're going to get it because he's still young.
Yeah.
He's still kind of growing. I agree with Jerry. I think he's going to be special.
Yep.
But, you know, again, you're going to get to him. You're going to harass him. That's the beauty of this defense right now. I mean, look, their front is legitimate.
So here's the Bradbury interception.
Second and seven. Here come the Eagles on the blitz. Lawrence in the face of pressure, and it is picked. James Bradbury. A defensive gem, and another Jacksonville turnover.
Dude, it's great to have him. That was such a big move, man.
You know what makes this so special, though, too? Like, enjoying it. So much fun. Is the fact that you got to, like, we all love offense. And, they, you know, they're spectacular on offense, right? They really are. They have incredible playmakers. And they really have a potent offense. But, jeez, sacks and turnovers. All about turnovers. How about all the turnovers that this defense is able to force?
And what have we not seen the last couple of years?
Exactly. Turnovers. And this is such a treat.
Yeah, this is awesome, man. It's the kind of defense that we love. All right, you wanted Hassan Reddick. Here's his first strip sack from yesterday.
Lawrence on second and 10. Football is loose again. And Philadelphia with another takeaway. Hassan Reddick with a strip sack and the recovery.
By the way,
thank you, Hassan.
By the way, did you hear his press conference after the game? Well, no, because you were out and about yesterday. They asked him, was that the best moment he's had at the link? And he said,
No.
Temple. I've had a lot of great moments here at the link. And, of course, that Temple Penn State, I'm sure, is the one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
This was an important touchdown.
Dude, five turnovers is unreal. And guess what? I mean, how many times? Lawrence, he could have had 10.
Could have.
It was unbelievable, huh? How he was spitting the ball.
Yeah. Listen, man, it was the defense. They showed up yesterday. An important late touchdown because, you know, I'm sure some people had the number. And so this one was definitely a special one where Miles Sanders made it 29-14 before Agnew scored later on.
Sanders, and he bangs it in. Sanders from 5 yards out. More points off turnovers. And it's all Philly.
Two tutties, 134 yards for Miles Sanders.
The 27 carries I circled on. I go, wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice having
it's nice
back.
Nice that you could do that.
There you go, 27
by
carries.
By the way, I know he only had two carries, but your boy,
dude, I'm telling
beast,
you,
some beast runs by Sermon, man.
I'm telling you, Trey Sermon,
those are some
by the end of the season,
yes.
Trey Sermon will be a part of this offense.
He had some strong runs, man, some strong runs. All right, one more for you, another defensive gem, Hassan Reddick, his second strip sack of the game.
Trevor Lawrence and company begin just outside the 20. Football is loose again. And the Eagles have recovered. Hassan Reddick doing it again for the Eagles.
Look at it.
That was awesome.
Look at it.
What a good day yesterday.
That was a nice day in the vault. Good job, R. Way to do it, buddy. That was awesome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.